Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett and tonight we are drafting all things chocolate bars after some much heated debate on Twitter. I think it was Bob Murphy put out that coconut should not be, cherry ripe actually is the worst chocolate bar in existence and I tend to agree with him. And we are also talking all things Australian bands and that sort of stuff going on. But before I introduce the guys, big shout out to Warnie, Calvin and Roy. For last week, they invited us along for their pick one draft where it's you pick one player from each team only in a 5-7-1-5 draft. It was a hell of a lot of fun. I thought it was going to be pretty easy, but turns out it's much harder than it is. And the fact that I lost to fucking Cam with fucking Kyle Langford in the team is just an absolute shit. And I hang my head in shame on that, but if you do want to check it out, head over to the Facebook Dream Team Talk Live and you can watch the whole shit show unfold there. Had a few beers, a bit of laugh. It was good fun. And we welcome him all the way from Western Victoria. Welcome to you, Stevie Fizz. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, no, look, it was a smart move by you there, Jono, to talk about the DT talk draft, because obviously I'm going to have to come in with a strample and it's for you three dildos. Fucking losing that draft. The DT talk boys said, oh, you know, it'd be nice to have a 3-versus-3 draft. I thought, no big deal here. The boys have got this in the bank. No possible way they can lose this. The Dream Team talk boys, they only were drafting the 3-4-1-3 format. 5-7-1-5 against these guys should be an absolute cakewalk. Kyle fucking Langford? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Stato, it's amazing when you're trying to rig a draft against people with a bigger following than you. This time you actually had a good team and you still lost. You're just absolute terrible. It just shows that I can't leave anything to the amateurs on this podcast.
Well, the fact that we also hadn't spoken about actual football in 8 weeks, like I actually forgot to put Lachie Whitfield on my list. That's how long it's been since I've thought about fantasy football. So shit has really gone down the toilet around here, that's for sure.
Mate, if we're the draft doctors, you are Dr. Nick Riviera and you've made fucking Mr. McGregor with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg. Absolutely peanuts.
Certainly have. And he was pushing his case all week trying to get the win. It is the man from Tassie himself, the Statesman. Welcome to you.
I tried every trick in the book last week to actually win the ISO draft, and none of them had any impact, to be fair. But still got second for the week, so I can't complain too much. But the pick one draft with the DT boys was absolutely fantastic. It was really great fun. And can I say, that's incredibly enjoyable because the strategy behind that is quite amazing, and you don't realise it until you're about six picks in, and then you realise you're actually not thinking of next pick. You've actually got to think of the next 4 to 5 picks, trying to work out who's going to be left on board, who's gone strong on what teams. It's really enjoyable.
Yeah, and I found that I think you and I had the same sort of strategies, pick teams from the lesser known like fantasy friendly teams like your Gold Coast Suns, your Fremantle, your Carlton. That sort of seemed to backfire a bit. It was like warning the boys were holding off on that. And just getting the guys from like your Collingwoods, your Western Bulldogs, and those sorts of teams, and just getting them early. So it's really interesting strategy.
I had 6 clubs that I thought I needed to pick early, but 2 of them, the better players. I think Richmond was the case. The better players went early, so I just left them and streamed. So Jaden Short ended up being my last pick, but I had to suss that out about 6 picks away to say, all right, I've got 4 clubs that I need to get sorted out, and I've got these positions left. So I had to basically, while the draft was going, try and work it all out to ensure that I got a decent squad together. And that was the enjoyable part. So I think you actually get about 12 rounds in a normal draft, and you actually just start taking the best player available. So it actually gets easier. The strategy sort of dies out, and you just go with what you can get effectively. Here, the strategy went through. I actually think the format's a winner. I like the idea of actually doing a few of those each year. I think it's fantastic fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. And we welcome the Kyle Langford loving man from Queensland himself. Cam, how you doing?
Yeah, good. And like, just to Stato's point there, you know, there was a point where I think, if you remember, Tim Taranto, like everyone else had taken their own GWS player, and Tim Taranto was still on the board. And everyone's like, oh, Cam, you know, Cam, you get a free Tim Taranto. But then I looked at what I had left to draft, and it was either a defender from GWS or a defender from West Coast, and Shepherd was off the board. And it's like, well, shit, I actually can't take Taranto. I have to take probably Tim Kelly, which I did, and then, you know, took Nick Haynes from GWS because there was just no... that kind of decision had to be made, and that had to be made about four picks out. So, yeah, it was very different, very, very different.
Yeah, and Warnie's got the spreadsheet up there on the Dream Team Talk Live site if you guys want to check it out and have a crack at it yourselves. But we are going to start off with... Stato, do you want to just run us through the results from last week just so we know our draft order?
No, we may as well just push on, I reckon.
and the reason is Cam's got pick one this week because he was an absolute disgrace. And he actually thought he'd done pretty well, so that was not surprising to us, but maybe surprising to him. Fizz finished in third position, so he gets the second round pick. I finished second, so I get the third round pick. And Jono had a really good win last week, so congratulations, Jono. Great win there. The overall, Stato has 5 wins, Jono 3 wins, Cam with 2, Stevie Fizz with 1. But we say Steve Fizz has only won one of these drafts. He's actually sitting overall second on the vote. So 409 to Stato, 364 to Fizz, 347 and for Jono, and 337, a dismal effort by Cam, who dropped down to the bottom of the pile. Well done for Jono for winning the sitcoms, although I will say maybe it had something to do with having the first pick and Seinfeld.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air got me home.
I think it was Everyone Fresh Prince, it. Yeah.
I think it's Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. And Stato won the car brands.
Just.
Your name is literally a car.
You had to whore yourself. You had to whore yourself off pretty hard for the car brands.
Oh, like you would not believe.
My but Twitter I don't was think just blowing up all day with that just popping up. Here's another retweet with Mercedes and Porsche.
I was trying everything. I was linking up Ricky Gervais, just going, just give me a retweet, Ricky, to get up with the sitcoms. But no joy.
All right, we are going to move on with our chocolate bars. There's been a bit of conjecture over this one of what actually defined a chocolate bar. We had wagon wheels, We had this, that, the other. So
there was no conjecture, mate. It was just your mind.
No, this was from Steve. He was asking if the wagon wheel was a biscuit.
I didn't give
a
shit. It was Mrs. Fizz.
Well, there it was.
I said I didn't care. I think they're shit anyway.
I used to like them as a kid. I haven't had them for a while.
They're pretty ordinary.
Yeah, it tastes like stale. It tastes like a stale biscuit.
Tastes like stale.
Tastes like stale. That's a great flavour. With that, what is your first chocolate bar there, Cam?
Yeah, I'll take the Snickers. Thank you very much. The Seinfeld of the chocolate bar world. Oh,
wow.
So good.
That's a personal point there.
Oh, I think it's going to rate well. I think it'll rate well.
Snickers is a good bar.
Would I had Snickers on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit sick of those one out drafts. It's like, you know, with the Seinfeld and Stone Cold, and it's like that top pick feels so top heavy, like Brody Grundy sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a very good chocolate bar to deep fry as well.
Yeah.
As someone who worked in a fish and chip shop for 6 years, I know all about this.
Can I say though, Steve, someone picked Brody Grundy pick one, but still didn't do any good in the...
Oh, my God. The schmozzle before then, you son of a bitch. So, in the group chat, before we even started that draft, I was like, I don't think Brody Grundy's the right answer at pick one because, you know, he doesn't add value in this format. Instead, it's like, nah, pick the best player. And then for his first pick, he doesn't pick the best player and he goes with the exact same strategy I was talking about, you son
That's
of a bitch.
It was lobbying straight from, no, there's no way he's taken Mitchell.
Damn it. Oh, well.
The other Titch was a great pick because there's no good Hawks.
I know. I was going to take Titch. Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, I'm picking Picnic. Oh,
yeah, good one. Clear second.
That's my top tier. That's my top tier.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Didn't even have it on my list.
Oh! Also, another good chocolate bar to deep fry.
So, therefore, my first two picks, I'm going to have two of my top four, which is brilliant.
Two?
Are you going to choose, like, one of those, like, laxative chocolate bars, old man?
Yeah, the old digestive. Centisoft.
What is it? The Whitlam's peanut bar, whatever they're called?
So my first pick at pick three is Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Cadbury Dairy Bland.
Oh, I get two picks here, so I'm going to take the Mars bar. It's a vanilla pick, but
yeah,
people like it. And I'm going to go to the honeycomb flavour, the superior honeycomb in the violet crumble.
Oh, it's not though.
But it is.
No, it is.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Violet Crumble is the one and only choc honeycomb bar, and that's it.
Have a look at the inside of them. One looks like real honeycomb, and one looks like it's fucking yellow brick.
Yeah, the crunchy. It is shit.
The crunchy's terrible. We can't actually see it, Cam. If I wanted to demolish a house, I'd just find the hard side of the crunchy bar and just fucking take it down with one swing. Like, why is one side... like the hardest goddamn thing on the planet.
Fucking horrible chocolate bar.
Look, to be honest, I've probably had enough of these ISO drafts, so I need to take a break.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Kitty, kitty, cat, cat.
Oh, it's
and
me.
And it's yours, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm it's a real divisive pick. I don't like having to do it, but I think I've got to take the cherry ripe.
Oh,
you're slutting yourself for the fans.
That is a slut pick.
I actually do like cherry ripes personally, so it's not a stretch.
Disgraceful.
But I think I've got two here, and I think the higher rated one's going to come back to me. So.
Oh.
I wish I got the cherry ripe so I could just win it with a shit chocolate bar, but anyway.
So cherry ripe, there's actually a whole bunch of polls online, and cherry ripe wins every poll. So I think it's going to be pretty well.
Those people are wrong every time.
Yeah, me too. I think so. I'll take Twix.
Twix.
And I think I'll follow that one up with good old-fashioned Curly Whirly.
Not on my list.
Curly Whirly is awesome.
I'm not a huge Curly Whirly guy.
No, there's a better chocolate bar, and I'm hoping it comes back to me. But we'll see.
I had them right next to each other. If it's what you're taking, John.
I'm taking Toblerone.
Oh, you son bastard. Of a bitch! Yeah. That was one of my picks, actually. That I wanted.
That's put me out a bit.
Oh, I've gone too caramelly.
Got to get the Toblerone when you come back from an international trip.
All right. Well, I'm therefore going to go the other one in crunchy.
Crunchy. Okay, so Cam took the Curly Whirly, but I'm going to take the superior bar in the Chomp.
Damn it, I knew it was the Chomp.
The Chomp is far superior.
Oh, it really is. I've made it. But Chomp is just...
That up.
Yeah. I may as well just start tanking for picks at this point.
Oh, this now, is good. I'm going to get something good on the way back.
Oh, I know this is your favourite chocolate, Steve, because you actually asked me to grab your shitload of these while you were in the middle of a club final one time. Now, the Reese Peanut Butter Cup, is it a bar or not? Because it does say bar on the Woolworths online, like shopping when you're looking at it. It does say cup bar.
No one answered me in the group chat. I posed it to the group chat. No one answered.
It's sitting here in the aisle photo that I took, so yes.
See, it's like a Freddo, isn't it? Like, if you're going to consider Freddo, you should probably consider that.
All right. I need some peanut butter in there. I'll go the Reese Peanut Butter Cup.
Reese Cup.
Stato,
wrap it up.
Oh, Okay.
Oh, Stato, your third pick. What was your third pick, Stato?
Crunchy.
Crunchy. I went the crunchy. So I'm going to go the twirl.
Yep.
Oh, this is great. Polywaffle.
Polywaffle, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that as my last pick.
I think. Am I tanking for picks, or do I really enjoy this bar? Again,
Cam. 2 weeks.
Cam, you
Cam,
had
just go
pick
Turkish
one.
Delight, mate. You've lost.
You had
Turkish Delight. Done.
I'm gonna lock in the summer roll.
The what? Oh. What the hell is that? Should have gone, buddy.
No.
The flake.
Oh no!
You should have just finished it off with flake.
I thought
Doss had
left the show for a period of time.
Cam is just operating on himself at this point.
That is absolutely terrible. It's such no love.
Totally underrated.
Can I say the disappointing thing that didn't come was Doss's boy, because he's always after the boys, is the Milky Bar Kid.
I had Milky Bar, but it's such a... It's just like a kid's treat. It's not like a proper chocolate bar an adult would buy. It's a kid's treat. And, well, Doss is a kid, so that's fine.
What about Flake?
Nah.
Flakes are annoying.
Flake's a great chocolate bar. I reckon Flake's great with other shit.
Like
in
an
a
ice
soft
cream.
Soft serve cone.
Yeah.
On, like, scrape it up on ice cream. That's how I want my Flake. I don't want it on its own.
Aero?
My two misses were the Whitaker's Peanut Slab and the Chiquito.
Peanut Slab, yeah.
Chiquito.
I also had Crunch. I don't know. It was like the rice bubbles with chocolate. I like the Crunch.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah. They're what about Boost?
Yeah, I like Boost, but it's not... It's, you know...
not. It's like your fourth tier. It's like when you just need a filler.
I don't think it's going to grab... Like, I'll put it like this. Like, where I've grabbed Polywaffle, I think Polywaffle grabs more votes than Boost. I'll run through the teams.
Yeah.
I'll run. Yep. So Cam's got Snickers, Twix, Curly Whirly, and Summer Roll.
Oh, fuck.
And just...
Hey, shit the bed on that
one. That's hashtag fourth.
He's drafted three Kyle Langfords right there.
And a summer roll.
I've got the Picnic, the Cherry Ripe, the Toblerone, and the Polywaffle. Look at that strength.
That looks good.
That's strong.
Stato's got the Dairy Milk, the Kit Kat, the Crunchy, and the Twirl, which he'll obviously be tweeting Cadbury's every hour of the day. Jono's got the Mars, the Violet Crumble, the Chomp, and the Peanut Butter Cup. So another strong lineup. The Cam, you've just
shit the bed.
See, Cam, you should have finished off the Oro bar, which is the ripoff of the Mars bar.
Nah, that's a shit bar. That's certainly
exactly. That's why you should have picked it.
I reckon I've gone for the indie scene.
Oh.
It's too alternative for you lads.
Fucking hell! You should have just thrown Turkish Delight and be done with it. Fuck it.
I like Turkish Delight.
Whoa.
Can't stand it. All right. Are we doing the jokes? Is this still a thing? Is it a thing?
Well, we need something to break up the drafts, don't we?
Well, we got Cam just bloody... He's drafting. We could laugh at that.
Yeah, true. True.
All right, Stato. Lead us off with your jokes, mate.
Well, it is Mother's Day on the day we record, so we thought we should have a bit of a theme around love. So, again, learning from Steve, I've written a little poem. Whenever Stato's thoughts go to love, he never needs to look above, for it's eye level where the view is to please, especially when there's a mirror within 90 degrees. For it's oneself that takes his breath away, now even with a slight hint of grey. Never shy to share his delight, even though some may say he looks better at night. But we must take this time to give others praise, because last week we had to celebrate Mother's Days. My mother accepted her present with glee. Still, her greatest achievement was giving birth to me.
Very good. What have you got, Cam?
Oh no! How about you go first, Jono?
I'm just not so much as a joke, but I think with all of us being in isolation, true love from this last 8 weeks is being able to cohabitate with your partner and not kill each other. Because there's got to be times where you're pushing each other's buttons all the time and just getting to breaking point. You just got to go back from homicidal rage just to go back and just walk away. Just walk away, go for a walk around the block. But that's a true love if you can stay together throughout this ISO crisis, that's for sure.
Okay. So I'm loading up with a quick one for all you cool cats and...
Oh, here we go.
Kittens?
The summer roll types.
It's your summer roll types down by the bay. Something that you can say to your missus or your mother or, well, probably your missus today. Just like COVID-19, you take my breath away.
Cam's been a solid performer in the jokes, I've got to say.
I did see a good meme. You know the saying, you're cruising for a bruising?
Yeah.
And then someone goes, yeah, well, you're asking for a basking.
That's good. Stato, the topic was love. And when I think of love, I think of the unconditional love that I have for baby Fizz. You know, I would do anything for baby Fizz and all that. But of course, what's the opposite of, you know, when I think about that bond a parent and their child has, I got that dark mind, right? I can only think of the reprehensible behavior on the other side, the Chris Benoit's of the world, you know?
Yeah.
And the people who basically kill their own kids, like drive them into dams. And it always gets me thinking about Jonestown, which I think is one of the most unbelievable things in you've ever learned about. Like, if you look at the photos of it, it's quite horrific. And I think about those that thing. And if you don't know about Jonestown, it was this thing in the 70s where essentially this dude moved a cult congregation to Guyana of 900 plus people. And when the government got wind of this, they sent a few people down to investigate, and Jim Jones, this horrible leader, made everyone it was just a mass suicide. You know, you had to
drink poison,
take your own life. And that's where the phrase drinking the Kool-Aid comes from, because they had the Kool-Aid laced with cyanide. And of course, the kids in this, whatever you want to call it, you know, commune. The kids and infants had to die first, and the parents were taking their own kids' lives. You know, the kids who trusted them, they'd raised, nurtured, tried to teach them right from wrong, and all that. And I can't help but think it's probably the most evil act that someone could perform in the world. But the only way out is, like, to say maybe they weren't of sound mind, right? Like, you know, they were just so far gone, brainwashed or whatever, that they weren't of sound mind. But it still, to me, is the most evil thing. And yet, when two fame whores go for the attention grab of naming their child X AEA-12, you know, maybe Jonestown wasn't so bad.
That was a long setup, buddy.
I think there's a bit in there. I actually think there's a bit. I don't know. To shop that.
The memes that have come out of that name have been, like, amazing, though. Like, so good. Well worth a look up if you can have time.
Kid's name just called it Ash, basically. That's it. It's Ash.
I'm pretty sure I've seen a computer part with that. That's the real number.
Quite possibly.
Let's draw some pins.
Let's move on. Moving on to Aussie rock bands. There has been some absolute banger bands coming out of Australia for a very long time. And we have the draft order. So, Cam, let's show us how you can fuck this one up too.
Yeah. Lock in excess at one.
What?
What?
Fuck AC/DC, man.
Fuck you.
You had the chance to actually.
That was the winner. Instant. That's like a layup.
Yeah.
Like,
don't want it. I think they're
it's
shit.
Stone cold.
No. Did not want it.
I will take ACDC pick two. Didn't think that was happening. Even I've heard of them.
I'm taking Midnight Oil at three.
Also hot garbage.
Oh.
The only good thing about Midnight Oil is Garrett dancing. And there's nothing better than that, actually, in Australian music. That dance is so iconic.
Cam, do you want to have a look at the votes? And sometimes you've got to realise your opinion doesn't matter that much.
I mean...
Well, what do you think of Cold Chisel, Cam? Are they shit too?
You're taking Chisel.
I'm taking Chisel.
Oh, you bastard.
Chisel and Silverchair.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
I roll back with Powderfinger.
Yeah, good one.
Do you guys like Powderfinger?
Powderfinger's pretty good.
They were like at their peak when I was like graduating high school, so yeah.
If Banality was a band.
And X-Pac used one of Powderfinger's song, I think, as one of his intros, so.
Well, I'm gonna go to Western Victoria.
Oh,
the greatest place on earth. It's got to be Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh, it's a good get.
It's a good one.
Warwick Nabil's finest.
That is a good one. I was hoping to get them.
Cam,
I'm going to look in Living End and Tame Impala.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would have taken Living End. Yeah, I knew a lot of people in that video clip.
Do you know any more bands there, Steve? You need some help?
Yeah, I've got two. I've got two here.
BG's Little River Band?
BG's are one of them.
Okay.
I'm just trying to work out who's going to get more votes, because I don't really know. Crowded house of BG's. Yeah. Bee Gees had a good song, but I think... I'll go with...
Go with something? Fuck.
Hey, Cam. I'll go with Crowded House then.
Crowded House.
I'll go Hunters and Collectors.
Yep.
To finish out with me, I am going to take... I want to take them. No, I'm going to take it. Regurgitator and Friends Will Rom.
I'm going to go Something for Kate.
Oh, I take it back. If there was Banality was a band, it is... them. I forgot they existed. Oh, I'll take the Bee Gees.
I'm going to finish off with... Oh, man. Am I tanking again? Does it count as tanking if you...
I don't think you're tanking. You probably win this.
Yeah, but...
Ugh. Air Supply?
No, God no. God no. Oh no. I'm probably gonna go with the biggest band that's ever come out of Australia.
Wiggles?
Yeah.
We said rock, didn't we?
Oh, does it have to be rock?
No, it's a rock band.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll change from the Wiggles and go
with the Cockroaches.
Go the Cockroaches, yep.
No, nah, I'll go with Amity Affliction.
So unlucky to miss out is the Angels.
Well, the Bee Gees rock, really just disco.
Yeah,
just...
no, they were rock. They had a disco phase. Mm. The Angels would have got some votes. Men at Work,
Wolfmother,
possibly Jet. John Butler Trio.
No.
Grinspoon.
Yeah, Grinspoon for sure.
He was so good. I saw him live and he was off his face. He fell off the stage. It was so good.
And Aussie Krull?
No.
And does anyone want to guess the godfathers of rock in Australia, band-wise?
Gina G?
Started it all for us. Easy Beats.
Easy Beats.
Yes.
I don't know.
My only honourable mention is Body Jar, who Viva La Vermont, Day Old, Legends, basically, in my opinion, punk rock starts and ends with them in Australia.
I was super close to picking, like, I think there was two sort of, I don't know if they counted as bands, but Avalanches and the Presets.
I had Presets. And I also had 28 Days, You and My, Wolf Mother, Whitlams, Spiderbait.
Smith Street Band.
Parkway Drive.
Would you have gone Midnight Oil for pick 4 or 5, Jono?
If Oils were there, I would have taken them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was my gamble, Oils or Chisel.
In Excess, Oils, AC/DC, Chisel, they're probably like your tier one Aussie bands that everyone knows, so it's just a safe pick. So if they were available, I would have taken them.
You did start with In Excess there, just in your rankings, Jono. Thanks for that.
Well, that's just how I've written them down on my piece of paper here.
So is Cam the most confirmed loser out of pick one so far? He's done the double whammy this week.
Do you want me to run through the teams?
Yeah.
Just for all the listeners out there, the two of them still firing on with us.
Thanks, Mickey.
He's actually got two accounts and it's just him twice. So Cam's got In Excess, The Living End, Tame Impala, and Amity Affliction. I've got AC/DC, Nick Cave, Crowded House and the Bee Gees. Stato, who's got Midnight Oil, Powderfinger, Hunters and Collectors, and Something for Kate. And Jono's got Cold Chisel, Silverchair, Regurgitator, and Friends Will Rom.
Yeah,
Friends Will Rom. It's going to be interesting.
Like, nothing like being in the mosh pit at Friends Will Rom when you see a guy's leg snap in half in the mosh pit. That was just crazy.
That is so. It might actually be very close, that one.
It's going to be close to the bands, I reckon. There's some good picks there.
I think all different tastes.
Steve sounded really strong, to be honest.
Steve's very strong, yeah. I like Steve's.
I feel strong about the chocolate bars, but
Steve could get two wins here.
Woo!
It's not a world I want to be a part of.
Have we got any questions this week?
No.
Did we ask for any?
No.
Cam, I got a question. Cam, are you going to try next week?
I might actually bring my A game next week. Depends on what we're doing next week.
Hold on. You were telling us before you were doing research. What type of fucking research were you doing?
Well, I just wanted to see if the summer roll was a viable pick.
Well, we did get some news out that they're talking about June 11 as football actually starting again.
Yes.
So we get back into some sort of fantasy football talk in maybe the next fortnight or so. So,
what are we going to do? I'm really enjoying the ISO drops. I don't even want to go back to football. We actually got two football questions today. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I was looking at my top 20 ice skater rankings for next week's draft. So, I don't know.
Well, what you had one that you want to do, comedians. So what we could do, comedians, or
we had a
suggestion. Shoes. Well, we had a suggestion for shoes. And Jordan's win, but that's about it.
I forget.
Someone wanted to do a draft where we basically draft a band. So you have a singer, a guitarist, bass player, and a drummer. So you have to, like, your four picks are that. Which
I'm so losing that. Music is my forte.
Well, music's not my strong suit, man.
I like the premise of it. It sounded interesting.
It sounded interesting, but my whole thought was, oh, there's so many musicians, like, and you know, what do you do? Do you go for like the most famous musicians, or do you go for the most technically skilled by ratings? Because, like, Christ knows, I couldn't rate a musician.
Other than
my own personal tastes.
So you could have something like Freddie Mercury up front.
Sure.
Dave Grohl, and he was a guitarist when he was in Nirvana, wasn't he?
Oh, you throw him on the drums. Yeah.
Drums. Yeah. I don't know what he was. Like, that's...
Yeah. But that's
yeah,
like,
that's why you're going to lose.
Dave Grohl, he's a great dual position pick, though, man. Dave
but
Grohl.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But what do you do, like, draft, like, say, Dave Grohl on drums?
DPP.
Yeah.
Angus Young, like, on bass.
Heavy metal guitarist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slash.
Flea on bass.
Slash.
Flea, and, like, Flea on bass. Taylor yeah. Swift on vocals. Yeah, yeah, that'll work.
Chris Cornell and the Dixie Chicks, far away.
You could just theoretically draft Metallica. Like, you, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of it. It just seemed too, like, you'd never snake each other.
Mm. Well, I
maybe Dave Grohl's the guy who'd be
and
the snake.
Flea. Flea for sure and is Flea. The target basis, right?
But I couldn't know. There's so many gun bass players, like Les Claypool, and you, like, there's just heaps. Like,
why don't we draft Cask Wine?
Steve mate, wins.
Mate. Mate.
Mate.
Yeah, that's just an automatic Steve win right there.
Well, I had a thought we could draft beers, but I don't want to draft, like, you know, specific types of beer, but more locations, like shower beers or knockoff beers or...
First beers after ISO. That wins.
I thought that was a good beer. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, I think that's
good. I don't
good.
Know. Maybe not. We'll workshop something.
We'll shop something. If you've got suggestions, hit us up on the Facebook.
Yeah. We're like that guy. We're like
sorry,
a guy
I
at
don't
Duff
understand.
Brewery. Let's just say we've got a few ideas up our sleeve. Like what? We got nothing.
Nothing.
Everything's been drafted. We're not the only one doing this shit. Everyone else is doing it as well.
What happened to the idea of putting four options up for the listeners to vote for?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. So
maybe
you
we all come up with an idea, send it to Steve. He actually put the poll up there, and that's what we draft.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Jono, I need to really ask the question. The first beer after ISO, and you're saying it while you're sucking a beer. So what's
I'm
the difference?
About, I'm talking about
what's
when I
the actual difference?
So I can actually be in a room with you, shake your hand, and have a beer together and just talk shit. Whatever it was, whatever is happening, footy, whatever. Not this, you know. Sitting
yeah,
on
I was
going
to say we're talking shit right now.
No, I'm talking about in a room together.
You just want to touch Stato, don't you?
Hopefully, some of the good shit rubs off onto me.
You know what's a great
phrasing,
Jono, and you'll know this. The other boys won't. When you go play a money tournament at bowls and you lose that first game. That beer.
That's when the right. Stone Cold music hits. Throw me a beer.
Great beer.
That's it.
My favourite was always after 6 hours on the cricket field. Hot stinking day.
That's like the lawn bowls.
That first beer off, was bloody beautiful.
You finish a beer, go by your opponent. You buy three beers, two for you, one for your opponent. Skull one before you get back to the green. And then but drink driving rules, don't drink and drive. All right, that is going to wrap up the show for this week. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.